The first day of early voting in North Carolina kicked off with long lines in Charlotte and an appearance from Hillary Clinton's running mate, Senator Tim Kaine. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia has more.
Hillary Clinton supporters gathered at Heist Brewery in Charlotte's Noda neighborhood to see her running mate, Senator Tim Kaine. Hardin Minor played his harmonica to kill some time, an instrument he points out Kaine also plays. About 2 hours later, Kaine reiterated campaign issues he and Clinton have been hammering home: equal pay for women, building a stronger economy, and a quick jab at Donald Trump.
And then last night when he's asked, will you accept the electoral results, he said, well, you're going to have to wait and see. I'm going to keep you in suspense, America. This is not a television show, folks. This is not a reality show. This is about running a country.
Clinton, Trump, and their running mates have become regulars in North Carolina. But one thing that was different about this visit to Charlotte was that Thursday marked the first day of early voting. A long line hugged the side of the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Library in the university area. It's one of the 10 early voting locations. 70-year-old Doris Pearson just finished casting her ballot. She said she's voted in every election over the last 52 years. She waited in line for about 3 hours, which didn't seem to bother her one bit.
It was very important that I do it on the first day. And you don't know, I was on pins and needles for about 2 weeks waiting. I said, come on, 20th, come on, I'm ready to go.
Pamela Kennerly stuck out the long lines as well.
I met a group of the nicest people. We enjoyed each other for the last 2 hours and 45 minutes. Various different conversations going on, so it was nice.
The long wait kept some away. Richmond Baker had to return a second time Thursday afternoon. He sighed and said the line looked even longer than it did when he first tried in the morning. The line was also too long for Zurich and Fatih Bynum, but Fatih said it was important to try.
Vote, it's a right. I come from West Africa where it's not always been a given, so since I became a U.S. citizen, it's just, that's one of the things that I want to exercise at all costs.
She says they'll be back on Sunday to try again. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.